It's the Riding the Wild Bubble podcast. 7-minute musings on music, art, books, film, fashion and food, spirituality and recovery, and the occasional song. Never scripted, always real, fly on the fly. And I'm your host, Knox Bronson, accomplished roué, musician, artist, writer, and builder of gardens. Welcome. Solar eclipse happening in the middle of the country tomorrow. So I went to my favorite Christian mystical website. Well, no, sorry, second favorite. My first favorite is Rudolf Steiner Audio. All his readings and lectures, and hundreds of them. Amazing stuff. He was an early 20th century Christian mystic and clairvoyant. If you've listened to many of my podcasts, you'll know that I've mentioned him before. So anyway, but this one is called Beyond the Soul's Meridian. He's an interesting guy. And I'm just going to read some of this quickly. He's a doctor and very much into astrology and all kinds of stuff that I find fascinating. He says, if you have not heard, a great solar eclipse is to occur in the eastern part of the United States, beginning from southwestern Texas to eastern Maine. It begins at 12:40 p.m., and ends at around 3:18 Central Standard Time. The ancient peoples of the world have come to recognize a solar eclipse with great reverence, viewing it in many instances as an event that should not be looked upon frivolously. From our ego's perspective, purely speculative, all these variables can only be juggled as the future shifts according to our awareness. The one thing we can be sure of is that our consciousness, especially the human collective, is entangled within the physical variables that determine symbolic meaning and outcome. From a higher vantage point, we might consider heavenly or spiritual elements which can be viewed in the astrology of the event. Understanding these alignments will assist us in navigating and co-creating outcomes, especially as to how they work within the astrological intentions of the season. And I'll include the chart with this podcast so you can see it. In viewing the astrology, one of the most outstanding features is a large group of planets in Aries, known as the stellium, conjunct sun and moon. These are within the tropical sign of Aries, which is the first sign of the zodiac, representing new beginnings or rebirth. When the sun, representing divine masculine, Christos, light of truth, and moon, divine feminine, Sophia, high priestess, and the heart center of feeling, conjunct, it is a magnanimous occasion. The potential being a sacred union for those prepared to receive it. This is a grand communion of spirit to soul, mind to heart, heaven to earth. In conjunction with Chiron, this is bound to be a healing experience for many as it represents the wounded healer. In the sign of Aries, Chiron represents our primary or deepest wound, one that every single person carries as we are all branded in earthly life through various forms of pain and suffering. Chiron is also symbolic of Christ Jesus, another great teacher and wounded healer as he was speared on the cross, hastening his death. This primary wound also represents the first violation of the divine feminine when the archons captured debased and imprisoned the divine feminine, Sophia, traumatizing and fragmenting her into various aspects of her once glorious self. To the usurpers, the most coveted energy is human libido, which is our life force. Creational power is orgasmic, and since the beginning of our enslavement, the archons managed to position themselves, vying for control over the dynamics of our intimate relationships and our expressions of love itself. This calamity relates directly to the energies of Lilith, as she is now emerging back into a sovereign state of being. And he has a link to another long article about Lilith on his site. The presence of the North Node represents the head of the Aruberus, symbolizing Dharma, which is the enlightened path that the individuated God soul is destined to take. The presence of Mercury allows us to contemplate the event from a holistic perspective. Saturn, Mars, and Pisces suggest an active restructuring of the inner depths of the psyche. Lilith and Virgo Sun opposite Mars creates tension that compels us to heal the deepest aspects of soul hidden in the shadows that the universe is forcing us to acknowledge. So there's a lot more here. So just go to Beyond the Soul's Meridian. And you can read the whole article. I'll put the link in the description too. But I love this guy. I've run a little longer than usual, but not too long. So I hope, you know, some of you are lucky enough to be in the path of the eclipse. I don't know if I'll ever see one. But I'd like to sometime, of course. Who wouldn't? Anyway, that's it for tonight. And that's it for today. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends about it. Please subscribe somewhere. And if you would leave a review somewhere, preferably positive, I would really appreciate it. This is Knox, riding the wild bubble with you forever.